Scrubbing In with Becca Tilley, an iHeartRadio podcast.
You guys, the gang is all here, back together again.
Back together again.
Easton, let's do a roll call. Easton.
Hi.
Mark.
Here.
Tanya.
Present.
Becca.
Here.
And then we have Eric is here.
Tori's back there eating a vegan breakfast burrito.
Yes. Yeah, truly the gang is all here. Mark, how was your trip? Where were you?
Thank you. I was actually just taking little trips. We were on hiatus at On Air with Ryan Seacrest. We had a couple of weeks available, free. The first week, my wife's brother and his family came to town. My wife's brother, my brother-in-law, great guy, but he has a condition in the sense that when he
your phone?
Oh, sorry. You know who that is? I'll give you one guess.
Amy Sugarman.
It sure is. Make sure you're wrapped by noon, because Ben and Ashley need that studio. Anyway, he is a postal carrier in Milwaukee, and when he is not working, he requires constant entertainment. He needs to always be having fun when he's not working. And so we went to San Diego, Laguna Beach, we went to Hollywood, we went to Not Soak City. Like, it had to be constant. I need water parks, I need baseball games, I need everything. So it was an exhausting week when his family was here. But we had a great time.
Yeah.
And then last week, my family and I went up to Ojai, which was a birthday gift from Ryan Seacrest, because I'm the producer of his radio show, if you didn't know that. Tanya and I work with him on a show. She's the co-host and I'm the producer. And he gave me a nice birthday gift of a couple of nights in Ojai, California at a beautiful resort.
That is so nice.
Very, very nice.
Yeah. I don't think I've been to Ojai.
It's beautiful.
Ojai is close to Santa Barbara, right?
Yeah.
It's in that general direction, yes. You head up to Ventura and then head inland.
I've been close then. Okay, I haven't been to Ojai, but I hear it's like amazing.
It's amazing. You know who's got a place up there is Jason Segel.
Did you see him?
No.
No, darn.
For but some he, like, reason.
He gave it all up. I'm leaving LA and he bought a big farm up in Ojai.
Good for him.
Yeah.
That's my next move, a big farm in Ojai. Uh-huh. Well, I got to go see if I like it first. But
it's really nice.
I think I would.
It's a beautiful place. But anyway, that's where I've been. And I'm sorry I wasn't here. I did listen to the last one, though. I listened to your last podcast.
Oh, great.
And my favorite part was when Tanya said, I wish Mark was here. And I thought, oh, that's so nice.
Well, we have some new sound.
Oh, that's
right. We do.
I heard some of this.
Easton has taken the reins, and we have come up with... Well, some of our listeners gave us the concept, right?
Uh-huh.
And then...
Go ahead, Easton. Hit it.
Paging Dr. Tilly and Dr. Rad.
And what does that lead into?
Like our life catch-up.
Oh, well, here we are. We're at that point.
Yeah.
Perfect timing.
Well, I know what Tanya has to talk about, and there's plenty. You want to go first?
I mean, I was thinking about, like... Because it feels like it's been a long time, because we recorded the last podcast on... Friday before you left. So it's been like a week and a half since we've like caught up.
Since I've seen you.
Well, yeah, here's the thing though, Don. This is really funny to me because we FaceTimed a few times. So in my mind, I knew that I hadn't seen her in a while, but I did feel like, oh, I know I've caught up in a sense of like, I know some of what's been going on. Like I didn't feel completely like in the dark of what's been happening.
Well,
in your
life. I mean, I talk to you like almost every day.
I know, but then you text me and you're like, do you even miss me? And in my mind, my natural reaction is like, I just saw you on FaceTime, but I know that that's not the response that I'm supposed to give. So I'm like, of course I do, which I do miss you physically. Like I'm very excited to see you in the flesh. But I was thinking about everything I did during the week and how we had so much to catch up on. But so Tuesday night, last Tuesday, I went to this event and my friend Shawnee, who is also my esthetician, she was invited. And so she invited me as her plus one because we both like don't like going to social events alone. So she invited me to go with her and we get there and it's like this private auction or whatever. And it's at this vintage store. And the whole thing is that Kim Kardashian's coming later. So everyone's mingling, walking around. I'm like, most of the time when I go to an event, I at least recognize people, whether it's from like Instagram or I've seen them in a TV show, something.
Right.
I did not know. I had no idea who these people were. It was just like, wasn't my typical event.
Did they seem to know who you were at all?
I mean, a few people came up and said, hey, and like, you know, I did some like press stuff, but
I
was
like, I was there and could have seen who was there.
Okay. Well, this is interesting. So, it gets towards the end of the night, and we're like hungry and ready to go. And Shawnee is like, oh, Kim's about to be here. Like, do you want to stay or do you want to go? And I'm like, we've stayed this long. I want to see like a Kim Kardashian entrance.
Yeah.
So it gets to where you can see the paparazzi photos outside. Like the flashes are just going crazy. So we know she's here. And everyone in the, it's like a small store. Like from wherever you are in the store, you can see the door. Everyone is trying to act like we're not staring at the door waiting for her to come in. But that's what everyone's doing. So it's like really uncomfortable. And I'm thinking like poor Kim Kardashian, like walking into this every event she goes to. This is what it is.
Oh, she loves it.
I know. I'm just kidding. Not poor Kim Kardashian. Yeah. So she walks in. She has like this pink like spandex like dress
she's
on.
She's having a major spandex moment right now. Like everything. She
looks
bomb.
These huge sunglasses on, comes in the store. Everyone like swarms her. Like no one tried to play it cool at all.
Oh, the ones that were playing it cool lose it. Lose their cool when she walks in.
Everyone who's trying to act cool loses their act to be cool. And so everyone like follows her. The security guard's like leading her around. And then one of the girls who put on the event knew Shawnee, is friends with Shawnee. And she was like, y'all come back to where we're going, like with Kim. Ooh. So we go back there and she's just standing there like taking press photos and stuff. And they're like, Becca, get in there with her. So we're just like going and taking pictures with her. I'm like, hi, I'm Becca. I mean, it's so awkward. You know, I feel like she's like a display and people are just like walking by taking photos
right,
with her.
Right.
That's what it felt like. But that was really cool. But anyways, I'm telling my friend about this and she's like, well, you know, Ellen Pompeo was at that event.
How did you not recognize Ellen Pompeo?
Well, there were a lot of people there, but like I didn't see her, but I didn't even know that if I had been looking for her, I would have been like a stalker on the prowl.
But you said it was a small store.
Yeah.
I mean, it was like a store. Like it was, I'm just saying it wasn't like a big venue or anything.
You
like,
also
it was
said
a
that
store.
You didn't recognize anybody, but you were trying. Like if I'm in a place like that, I'm looking at every face just because I'm curious to see.
I was like looking at people being like, do I know anyone?
I feel like you're not meant to meet her. I'm serious.
Well,
This is the other thing.
I got there like an hour into when the event started because it was like come and go.
Do you think Ellen Pompeo showed up for 45 minutes and bounced?
She may have.
Then again,
you do
not
that.
Not meant to meet her.
I know.
I feel like you're not meant to meet her because
I think
she's Meredith Grey and she's not.
And so it's like the universe is like
just
protecting
don't do it.
Me.
Or maybe you are meant to meet her, but that wasn't it. Like maybe she's going to come on this show someday and she'll surprise you on your birthday. Like something amazing is going to happen. And that's what's supposed to happen.
Yeah. Instead of me being like uncomfortable in an event and me embarrassing myself. Okay.
Right.
That's fair. So that was like, because this whole time I was like focused on Kim Kardashian and Ellen Pompeo could have been standing
right
there.
Right next to you. I think it's a sign.
Can we see the picture of you and Kim Kardashian together?
I felt like I saw
is
that.
Is this the dress she was? Is this
yeah,
from
that's
the,
it.
She got this like bedazzled French fry bag that is really awesome.
Yeah, that was the first thing I noticed once we got back to the back. I was like, how do I get that back? Yeah, it's just me, Kim, and her bestie.
Oh, yeah.
So it was like a group photo of us, but someone cropped
it. That popped up in my Discover feed, and I was like, I'm sorry,
that
what?
Literally looks like you stopped by the Wax Museum in Hollywood.
Yeah.
I'm not kidding. I could say that, and I think people would believe it.
Because she has
like
the
that.
Sunglasses on. She, it could
yeah,
be a wax
I know.
Statue.
I know.
When I met Britney Spears, I felt like the same, kind of the exact same vibe. Like, I literally felt like she was just, like, this, like, on display, and people were just, like, shuffling it around, filling it
like
around
a,
her.
Like a human social spot.
Yeah. It was so, I felt,
like
actually
Mouse
felt sad for her a little bit, because I was like, she wasn't even, it was just, like, just filtering people in and out of the photo.
Yeah.
I was like,
It's like, okay, next. I'm like, oh my gosh, it's
that
like a meet
weird.
And greet.
Can you imagine?
So weird.
Yeah, so that was thrilling once I realized the Ellen Pompeo thing, I was like, wow, that is unfortunate. Because that was, I still don't know what I'd actually say to her in a situation, but, you know, I could have at least been like, at least I could say I saw Ellen Pompeo or have another story
about
it.
Maybe it would have been awful. Maybe you would have been embarrassed by what you said.
It couldn't be worse than when we met Derek's sister.
No, they were nice, though. I'm
totally nice.
I don't know that she would maybe just like stare at me like, I'm at this event. I don't know.
But maybe you're at an event, so you're both people who belong at the
event. Yeah,
yeah,
yeah.
It's not like you're in a mall and you just approach her.
It was at this like vintage, like it has like designer vintage clothing and bags. So maybe I could have been like, what do you think about that Chanel bag? Hey, Ellen?
No, you wouldn't have played. You wouldn't have played it cool like that.
I know. That's like how I would sure hope not. I would have done it.
No.
And so, yeah, that was a Tuesday night, and then Thursday I had the ping pong event at the Dodger Stadium, which a lot of people had some questions about because I posted a video with Ben Higgins, who we know and love.
A lot of people ship you too.
A lot of, yeah, I mean, that's been, you know, the case for a while. And then Tawny is all, why won't you introduce me to, why won't, what did you ask me? Because you know Ben. It's not like I need to introduce you.
Yeah, I can't remember. But I'm always like, why doesn't she use her powers for good for me?
But I think, my powers for good.
Like, pull a Ryan Seacrest. Hello.
I'm trying to be more subtle because he's doing a lot there that's.
How many people in the world do you need as your wing person?
Clearly a lot.
Yeah. Yeah. You have Ryan Seacrest bringing in actors from all over the country to meet you. Can't seem to close the deal on those.
All over the country, more like over the 405.
Okay, but then here comes Becca. Now you need her to start doing the same thing. I mean, do. Come on, Tanya.
Well, Tanya's
my angel
actually...
healer actually told me that I need to sit back okay. and relax.
We're going to get to your angel healer.
First of all, so... I agree with your angel healer that you need to sit back and relax.
Yeah, because I have my archangel Michael taking care of everything for me.
Let's wrap back Becca. And then we'll get to your angel healer.
Okay. So do you want to talk about people shipping you too?
I mean, we can talk about it. It's been the case since like I tweeted that I was interested in him way back when. People have shipped us too. But that's okay. It. I mean, I went on the show. He dumped me. Like, what?
Yeah,
I don't
what
know.
More do you want?
And people are like, give it a second try. But it's like, we're good. We're friends. Like, we... I mean, I love him as a person. I feel like he loves me as a person. And I don't feel like, from what I've heard from him, that he's like in a place, he's like so busy doing stuff that I wouldn't want to set you up with him right now. He's like not in that mindset from what I've gathered. I don't even know if he's dating anyone. I'm just saying.
Not to my knowledge.
Yeah. I love him. Like, he's the type of guy that I would set you up with.
I agree with that. And I said that on Facebook and people were surprised that I said that because... of the comments I made about bachelor people a couple of weeks ago. But well, and maybe it's because I don't know these people. Because I've spent enough time with Ben that I do think he is a good guy.
Right.
Genuinely.
Yeah. Very judgmental of you. I'm not going to lie.
But here's
Fair
my
enough.
Other thing. Have y'all been watching? Jason is throwing out some vibes with his robe thing. Like, what's going on there?
Robe-mance.
Have you heard about
I'm not
this?
Aware of this, no.
Okay, did you know about this, right?
Oh, I'm all too aware.
Okay. We're all too involved in this. So...
he's not posting photos in a robe just because I do.
It seems...
guys,
how much was it happening before?
It wasn't.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Oh, that's interesting. He's countering your thirst trap.
With I mean, the fact that a thirst trap has gone to a video in a robe for Tanya.
It's sad.
But he's like volleying. Like you're sending one his way, he's sending one your way.
Yeah, it's like it's like passive aggressive flirting.
It is.
Yeah. What do you got to say for that?
I'm just sitting back. Archangel Michael's going to take care of me.
Oh.
All right. So anyway, so who'd you meet at the ping pong thing? Because Jared Heyman was telling us yesterday about meeting Ashton Kutcher and what a life changer that was.
Oh, it happened to me too. So I'm walking across, and I see, first of all, I walk up, and on the carpet is Matthew McConaughey, and I was, like, doing interviews, and I don't even know what I said, because he was right next to me, and all I could think about was, like, Matthew McConaughey's right there. Yeah. He still looks the same as he did in How to Lose a Guy in 10 Days.
Really?
He had a backwards hat on, and, like, a white button-down, and he is just, he's hot. Yeah. Like, there's something about him. And anyways, didn't get to meet him. Don't know what I would have said. Probably just, can I get a photo? Because that would have been the extent of my vocabulary.
No, you would have been cool with him. Because
No, I feel like that one. Because in my mind, I'd be like, I'll never see him again. It's not like I'm going to be friends with him.
Oh, okay.
You know? I don't know why I think I'm going to be friends with Ellen Pompeo.
But that's the goal.
That's the goal. So anyways, I'm like walking around looking for my ping pong partner, who's Cody Bellinger, who's like one of the best Dodger players.
Yeah.
I found that out. We were partners last year, and so I realized he was a big deal last year. But we're like friends now, so it's whatever. But anyways, I was walking around looking for him, and
can you like equate him to somebody? Like
he was supposed to, he was
Cody Bellinger.
Like he's the whatever of basketball.
You know basketball enough for me to tell you that? Well, I mean, he's
like LeBron. Is he like the LeBron James of
he's like the Pau Gasol of baseball.
Wait, but LeBron, when he first was in the NBA, that would be like the equivalent.
He was Rookie of the Year last year. So is that like, does that help?
Oh, okay. So he like won Best New Artist at the Grammys or something.
There you go. That's pretty good. Okay, thank you. Well done. Okay.
So
well
he's
done.
Like a Meghan
he's
Trainor.
He's the Alessia Cara.
Alessia Cara. Okay, cool. Okay.
Okay. So that was exciting. So
do you find him good looking? Because I think he seems like a good looking guy to me.
He's cute. He's like so young though. Like last year
he's 23.
Yeah, he's young. Yeah, it's pretty young. And he's like, you know, one of the biggest baseball players in the game. Not really.
Shoot for the stars.
No, I'm not talking about in that way. I'm saying like he's living his best life, I'm sure. Mm. You know what I'm saying? Sure. Not trying to be in a...
Settle down.
Anyways, I'm walking by and I see Ashton and Mila and I'm like, oh, they're so cute. Like she's perfect. He's perfect. They love each other. They're fine. And we're walking by and she stops me and goes... I didn't want to freak out, but I just want to say I love you. And
my God.
I was like, are you kidding me? I was like, I love you. And so she hugs me. And then I said something like, every time I see y'all interviewed talking about watching The Bachelor, I'm like, oh my gosh, they maybe know who I am. And Ashton goes, oh, we know.
No.
Yeah. So they were so nice and approachable.
Are they as cool in real life as they seem on whatever we look at the internet?
Yes. And that was annoying because they're as good looking and they're as cool.
And they're as in love.
And as in love. Aww. I know. It was almost like hard to witness, but like made me very happy. And
I love
so
their
nice.
Love story because it just goes to show you like what's meant to be will always find its way.
Well, she was saying, she was like, because, you know, Jared and Ashley and Mila and Ashton were just talking about their relationships, like casually, how it's very similar, how they were friends first and how Ashton was there when she learned to drive and like had all these big moments. And it was really, I don't know, it was really cute. They were just so, it was like talking to,
you know, they had like a friends with benefits type of relationship. And then she started to catch feelings and was like, I can't anymore. I'm out. And then he showed up at her doorstep and was like, kind of like, let's do this.
Wow.
I know.
Yeah, they're really cute.
I know like way too much. I know way too many intimate details about their relationship.
But that's such a great, like for most of us, the idea of meeting a celebrity is extremely exciting. But the idea of a celebrity knowing who you are and stopping you, that's like a next level to that. It's hard to kind of even wrap your brain around.
I know. That's how, I mean, it really took me by surprise because I feel like I'm pretty far removed from having been on The Bachelor.
Yeah,
you know,
it's been
like,
a while.
And there's been so many seasons in between then.
But they've been like fans of the show for a long time. I know that.
Yeah. But I think, I don't know.
There's so many contestants.
Yeah, like.
Yeah, but.
Would they freak out over? I gotta believe
Becca's
it.
Like a diamond in the rough.
That's,
oh,
that's
wow.
what we've learned.
She's
in
like,
this. That's the
you
moral
know,
of
that
this
there's
story.
Like an ocean and there's fish in the ocean. Like all the Bachelor contestants are like fish. Rebecca's like the, you know, the one story that you used to read when you were a kid that had like the scale, the shiny scale.
Rainbow fish.
Oh, rainbow fish.
Yeah.
She's the rainbow fish.
Yeah.
In the
is
scene.
That the one with the shiny kind. Scale? Do you know what I'm talking about? That children's book?
Yeah, that's rainbow fish.
Oh, there you go.
Is it called the shiny scale?
I don't know. But it's like there's one fish that just has, and she didn't like it because she was like different. And then she was like, she stood out, and that's Becca.
Do you think it's possible that Ashton and Mila are scrubbers?
I don't think so, but I feel like they would be, I feel like she would be open to giving it a listen.
I think so. I think she would enjoy it.
You should have had her ask her to come on the podcast.
I guarantee she would come on if like we could get her like in touch with her. She's so nice.
I'm sure Amy Sugarman could find her.
Yeah. I feel like she would. Oh. I may have thought our friendship was deeper than it was, but I feel like she would be down. Or
she would be so
call
great
in and say hey or something.
No, she should come in and give us the whole story. That's where I heard the story about her and Ashton was through some other podcast that she did.
Yeah. Well, okay. So she does podcasts.
She does podcasts.
Great. Okay. That's what we need. Okay.
This is very exciting.
Okay. Before we talk about, you had a lot happening this last week. I want to talk about Beta Brand, which is one of our new sponsors on the podcast. So I feel like we get a lot of comments on our Facebook group of like outfits that people should wear to work, like what's appropriate while being comfortable. Mm-hmm. I've seen like a few of those, weirdly enough. like that relates to this sponsor. But we just, I don't know if you felt these. We have these pair of pants right here, but they look like dress pants.
They're so cute.
But they're yoga pant material. So they're appropriate for office wear, but they feel like you could go to the gym.
This is kind of like the new thing that's happening right now. Like these are happening. People are wearing these, and why not wear a Beta brand?
Okay, so I feel like a lot of times you have to wear like dress pants or jeans, which aren't comfortable if you're sitting in an office all day and you want to be comfortable. These are so much better because they look like what you're supposed to wear, but they feel like you could...
Comfortable, cozy.
Yeah, comfortable, cozy.
I love that like that's what like the big thing is right now.
Yes.
Being comfortable. Like yes. It's like we're over... We still want to look nice, but we're over being uncomfortable, and I'm here for it.
But you can't just go to work in yoga pants, and that's where Beta brand comes in.
Correct. Yeah. So they have so many different styles. They have boot cut, straight leg, cropped, leggings, and they have more. They have black, navy, gray, khaki. They have seasonal and limited edition colors that they release monthly, and they have selections for all shapes and sizes.
Yeah.
You know, Lindsay posted on the Facebook group a while ago, I need fashion help because I wear leg braces, so I have trouble finding pants that fit that are also comfortable and that are also dressy. And Claire Mulgrew said, Beta brand. They have yoga dress pants that I wear all the time to work. And by the way, that all happened on the Facebook group before they were a sponsor of this podcast.
Wow.
That just happened.
That's amazing.
I know. That's so awesome.
I actually really should get a pair of these for my sister because she wears, she has to wear dress pants. She's a psychologist, so she dresses really nice to go to work. But her pants just look uncomfortable. Mm-hmm. She would live in these.
Well, my mom is a PE teacher, but she like wants to look professional, but still be comfortable because she doesn't like, I mean, she can't wear just like leggings, you know, she has to be like appropriate for the children. Elementary school.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
My wife does that.
Oh,
yeah.
Did not know that.
Yeah.
They should both, we should get them both Beta brand.
Beta brand's dress pant yoga pants, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So these are the dress pant yoga pants and they're so comfortable. I really think that anyone who works really in any office environment, any environment, I feel like would love these.
Totally.
Yeah. You could go straight home and sit on the couch and not feel like you're anxious to change out of your pants.
Or like if you have uniform. I used to have to wear uniform. We used to have to wear khaki pants.
Oh, yeah.
Bing.
Yeah. Bing. Brilliant. Okay. So visit betabrand.com and use code Becca to get 20% off of your new favorite pants. Millions of women agree they're the most comfortable pants you'll ever wear to work. That's betabrand.com, BETABRAND.com, and use code Becca to get 20% off your dress pant yoga pants. One more time, betabrand.com, promo code Becca.
All right, okay, Tanya. So Tanya's had a big week.
A really busy, big week.
Where to begin? I guess we should probably go back to the tour bus to start there.
I went on tour. It was amazing. I literally had the best time. I was only going to go for a few days because I wanted to come back. And I really I hadn't stopped because I went to New York and then I went home for my dad's 70th birthday. So I didn't really have any time to chill and just do nothing. So I was going to come back after Arizona and I was having so much fun that I stayed for an extra 3 days.
I know.
Did not go to the bathroom.
No.
Yeah.
The whole time.
Yes. I didn't go until I went to until I got to Dallas.
You cannot go number two on a tour bus.
You can't go number two on a tour, but that's just general bus rules.
Yeah.
It's not specific to anybody. You just can't. There's no,
and it's not etiquette. There's actual plumbing reasons.
Yeah, yeah.
Exactly. So I think I just get in my head a lot about just the bathrooms in general. And then the bathrooms and the venues weren't I didn't want to go in anybody's dressing room because there's people coming in and out.
Yeah.
And so I was just that was it.
How many days is that?
I think five.
That is so it's not funny because it's so miserable.
It's so miserable.
Were you extremely uncomfortable or did your body
I think my body I think I was started off uncomfortable day two. I was day three. Oh, and then I was fine.
I didn't go my entire honeymoon almost. And it wasn't
oh my God.
That's just how it was. Wasn't forcing it or anything. You just get in your head and your body responds.
Your body responds. It's actually really crazy what you can do with your mind.
Mm-hmm. Apparently.
But yeah, but even still, if my mind is doing something, my body's still uncomfortable.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it wasn't great.
I'm in pain.
But I will tell you, the show itself Haley Steinfeld, Charlie Puth are incredible performers. I enjoyed the show immensely. There was actually a scrubbing and meetup at one of them.
Really?
Wait, what show?
I think it was Arizona.
Oh, fun.
It was so cute. They like made signs. It's a like scrubbing.
I'm here for Tanya.
Scrubbing and meetup. Yeah, it was really
cute.
Did
you get to go out and say hi to them?
Yeah, of course. Cool. And then I met like a ton of morning show listeners out. Wow. Like it was like really, really cute. But I had a really good time. And then I got back Saturday and then we came back to work on Monday. So like my vacation was just, that was just like nonstop.
Yeah.
But it was great.
You're like Mark's brother-in-law, does not know how to vacation.
Yeah. But can I tell you guys, I had the best sleep I've had in since like 2006.
Wow.
I slept one morning until like 10:30 and the next morning I slept till 11:30. I haven't done that.
Were you staying up late?
No, I was going to bed at like 2. That's still late. That's late, but not like...
Well, especially for you, who normally gets up at 4.
Yeah, but still, it's not like I was staying up till like 6 in the morning or something insane.
Right. 2 to 11:30 is a lot of sleep.
A lot of sleep. I was like, I can't even believe it. I don't know what happened to me.
You like being contained, I think, with darkness, too.
It was dark and cold, and there's like nowhere to go. So
yeah,
like,
that's what you said. There's like, you know, when you're in your bed at home that like there you could be up doing stuff.
Yeah, like when the second my eyes open on the weekend, I'm like, okay, I can go work out. I can go to the grocery store. I can do this. Like I just, my mind goes to like a million things. I could laundry, whatever. When you're on a bus, there's nothing you can do. Like you're moving, you know? So I was like, okay, go back to bed.
Cool.
Yeah. So
happy technically
about that.
You did get rest. Like you got more rest than maybe you would have if you were home sleep-wise.
Mm-hmm. Happy about it.
You did. You were supposed to have someone go with you to the Dallas show.
Yes. Okay. So I went. Dallas was my last stop, and it was my chance to watch the show all the way through from like top to bottom because we had to like travel some of the times or whatever. So I reached out to JoJo because she lives in Dallas. Uh-huh. And I was like, are you
JoJo
Fletcher?
From, yeah. Bachelorette.
Yes. Who I met through Becca. And I was like, are you going to be in Dallas? I'm coming. And she wasn't in town. Mm-hmm. So I went to her brother, Ben. And I asked him to come to the show. And I was like, oh, this is so great. Like, I got two of the best seats in the house. Like, I was, like, pumped. Like, this was, like, my night to, like, see the show, bring a friend, like, enjoy the show.
What do you normally do during the show? You're just backstage?
Yeah. So, like, the first couple days, I'm just with Haley. And then when she gets off, like, there's, like, stuff. Like, one of her backup dancers, it was one of their birthdays the first night. So, we were, like, singing him happy birthday. And you know what I mean? So, okay. You're kind of, like, you're not really, like, I'm not watching it from top to bottom every night. So I'm like all pumped. I like get like just do all these things. Like I'm like ready and like talk to him the day before. And then last minute he ends up bailing. He had to like, I don't even know, whatever it was. But it like made me sad because I get like, I feel like I get let down a lot. I feel like I get disappointed a lot in people. Like it made me sad because I was like really excited and it felt like.
Mm-hmm.
And but I would be just as upset if Becca had done the same thing to me.
That's what I was going to say. It wasn't so much like you felt like let down in a romantic way or anything like that.
Right.
It felt like you just made plans with someone and they bailed.
Yeah. And I like was really excited about it. You know, like I didn't have anybody else to watch. And like I invited my friend Macy, but she's so pregnant. The thought of being in like a crowded venue was just like not her cup of tea.
I mean, it's different because you were in Dallas. It's not like you were here and
totally.
No one like could go with you. I think it was just like the situation. It happened last minute. And then because you were in Dallas and you didn't have anyone else, you were like, oh, this sucks. Like I have an extra ticket and I have no one to use it for.
Yeah. It was sad.
That is sad.
It was sad.
That is sad. Like the belle of the ball and she's all by herself.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But it made Haley was so sweet, and she was like, "I'll watch the show with you."
When she's not on stage.
Well, so I watched her from the side of the stage, and then she came to the side, and we watched Charlie from the side of the stage together. And so I had like I literally had the best night ever. Everybody ended up getting me like, I got super hammered.
Yeah, she FaceTimed me and held. I called her back because I was in the shower and. I call her back and she looks like she's asleep. Like she answers it. She's like holding the phone clearly, but she looks like she's asleep. And I'm like, hey, I'm like, what are you doing? And she was like, I am so, what'd you say? It was a word that I couldn't tell if you meant tired or
smashed.
I am so smashed. And I was like, tired or drunk? She was like, nodded her head. I'm like, drunk. Got it.
But I have to say, I'm in this like new, not a new place in life, but I told you guys I went to go speak to that angel healer, the yes. woman that speaks to the angelic realm. And she was kind of telling me.
Oh, I'm sorry. Did I laugh when you said she speaks to the angelic realm as if that's a thing that we all acknowledge?
Yes, okay. It's a thing.
Right. And like Cleveland, like it's just a place that you go.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. And she was telling me about just kind of how I am as a person. And she's like, you need to be very like aware of the people that you like allow into your life. She's like, you have a really tight knit group of close people and you need to keep that, keep your energy and keep your light. She's like, you don't have any protection around you. And it kind of just, I don't know, it all just started like making sense. And she said, I need to like chill out on like my pursuit of love, because she's like, you are this amazing goddess unicorn that's just going to accept the love that she deserves. And it like all was just like a ding, ding, ding moment. I had this like ding, ding, ding moment in Dallas.
Okay.
So what changes has that led to?
I'm kind of just like chilling.
You're not though. You've been DMing people.
But
like
going rogue.
But
that's what I'm saying. Like, that's what I'm saying. Like just like not caring. Does that make sense?
Oh, okay.
Just like living my Tanya life. Modern woman, not going, not asking everybody what I should say. What do I say? Write me this text. Just going.
Tanya, every person that you DM this week, you text me and said, what do I say?
But then I do it myself. But then I do it myself.
You just actually use your own thumbs.
Yes.
Yeah.
No. But she doesn't respond. And
no,
then
because
I do it
like, if I don't respond right away, she's like, F it.
So
I'm
it's
doing
good
it.
To not respond. It empowers her.
I'm like learning that if I don't say, because if I don't say anything, she's going to do it on her own. Mm-hmm. Whether that's, I agree with what she says or not, but it's what needs to happen.
Mm-hmm.
And you dropped some handkerchiefs.
Sure did.
Some thirst traps.
Sure did.
Et cetera.
Have you been getting any response?
Sure have.
Oh, great.
I knew she posted this one video and I was like, oh yeah, I know what she's doing.
Nobody worth talking about yet.
No, but there is somebody that resurfaced that I do want to talk about.
Resurface.
Oh yeah, mm-hmm. We got to resurface. Should we do?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Leave the people wanting more. You want to talk?
You know what's not resurfacing?
My acne.
Yeah.
Because of BioClarity.
Uh-huh.
I really like that.
Thank you. I feel strong about that.
Easton gave us a really good hearty chuckle on that one.
Excuse myself.
Okay. BioClarity. It's a great, clean, and green, gentle skincare line that helps me get not. Can you guys pull it together for this spot? Okay.
Okay.
It helps me get naturally glowing skin that's 100% vegan, cruelty free. And it has this new ingredient called Floralux, which is made from chlorophyll. And Becca, we love chlorophyll. Why?
Because it takes away the redness, it smooths the texture of the skin, all around. A great ingredient that you want in anything you're using on your skin.
It's natural.
Yeah.
It's natural. So the BioClarity has two different like daily routines that you can use. So they have the clear skin routine, which is for combination oily or breakout prone skin. Three easy steps: cleanse, treat, restore. So it contains nourishing plant extracts like chamomile, green tea, cucumber, licorice root, oat kernel, and then plus the Floralux from the chlorophyll that we just talked about.
Mm-hmm.
It helps fight breakouts, soothe the skin, minimize redness, reduce pore size, and even the skin tone. And you get results with garden lush ingredients in as little as 2 weeks. So I saw people talking on the Facebook group saying mm-hmm. they were trying it and their skin was like purging, which is what happens when you start using something that's like clearing out your
all
skin.
All the toxins, yes.
So it normally takes at least 2 weeks for you to notice any results when you start using something new. Just keep that in mind.
I love how knowledgeable Becca is on this because I'm not going to lie. I'm not like the greatest in knowledge for skincare.
But you have amazing skin, so it's
I appreciate
like,
that. But I really don't know. I'm not super educated on like the process and things like that.
You're very lucky to not have to know. I had to learn the hard way. So. Yeah,
but I'm glad, you know, the yin to the yang.
Yeah, yin to yang.
BioClarity delivers straight to you, and it is an easy-to-use three-step skincare routine that's 100% vegan, plus gluten and cruelty-free, like I said. So get started on healthier habits with your skincare. Just go to bioclarity.com. Our listeners will get their first month for 50% off a routine, plus shipping is free, and it comes with 100% risk-free money-back guarantee. But you need to enter the code Becca.
That's bioclarity.com and enter our code Becca. Becca! Oh, you went high there.
That was a little bit higher than normal.
Okay, so now that we've talked about our skin resurfacing, who has resurfaced in your life?
Dr. W.
Hmm.
Can Not we get a sound effect on
that? Yeah, I got one. I got a good one right here.
Not resurfaced in like a big way or anything like that, but we have had like a little bit of contact, and it makes me sad because it was so easy and fun with him.
Yeah, and now it's not.
Yeah, and so it just like bums me out because I think it brings back all those like feelings of how easy and fun everything was with him.
Do you think he's feeling similarly? Do you think that's why he's reaching out? Do you think he's realizing, gosh, that was easy and fun, and it didn't go the way I wish it had?
I don't know. And it's like, I don't even know if it's worth having that conversation. Do you know what I mean?
Did you respond when he reached out?
Yeah, of course. I mean, okay. That's like not me to like not mm-hmm. respond.
Is there an active exchange going on?
No, I like kind of just let it just
fizzle out.
Fizzle, yeah. Because I'm like, it makes me excited again. And it makes me, you know, mm-hmm. have those like feelings again. And that's not good for me, mm-mm. you know?
And you can't like avoid, like you can't make yourself not feel those feelings when you had an easy, like fun connection with someone. Like they text you and your heart probably dropped when you saw his name pop mm-hmm. up. Yeah. And that's, I personally feel like that is like a unhealthy situation to let yourself back into, especially if you're always going to think like with, like if you gave it a second chance with him, I don't think you could help but wonder.
But it's not even like, that's not even a proposed
it's
thing.
It's not like he's asking you out again.
No, it's not like he's like,
no, but I think he's trying to get in there.
I don't know.
Why would he open that back up if he wasn't trying to get?
That's the question. What is his motivation for sending that?
Just being friends, I guess. Like,
I don't get that.
Friendly. Being friendly. I think there is something to like having a friendly relationship with somebody that you've dated, you know, like I get that. But for me, it makes me like I'm not in that place because I wasn't the one that like ended it. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So for me, it's just like, okay, you know,
mm-hmm.
Is there part of this that like he's worried that he wants to be on friendly terms with you because he's worried about what you'll say about him on the radio and on podcasts?
I mean, maybe.
I'm trying to think of what would motivate him to come back. Since
yeah, but I mean, that's been a while now. Like, it's not like you've taught, like, that door closed.
Yeah.
So there's no fear in the sense of what you're, like, you're not talking about him actively anymore. Mm-hmm. I think he, like, is trying to come get back in there. I don't know. Or maybe he just was like, oh, thought about you and was like, oh, I'm with my nieces and nephews.
I know.
Whatever.
Then it, like, makes me sad because then I'm like, oh, I think about you too.
Is there any chance that something there could happen? Or is it over?
I think it's over.
100%.
I think so.
Okay. Tomorrow, he texts you and asks you to dinner. What do you do?
I'd probably go.
It doesn't sound that over to me.
Well, just because I'd be so curious to like wonder why.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Uh-huh.
My curiosity would kill me.
Okay. So you go out with him and then who knows what would happen? I mean, if you're willing to go out with him, you're willing to do whatever. And that came out wrong.
right,
if you're willing to go out with him, you're willing to see where this goes.
I'd be curious to just to hear what he had to say.
Okay.
When did you lie on Postmates?
Oh,
is that my story?
No, I did it on Sunday.
You did?
Because of what you said.
We never talked about this on the podcast. Remember, we just wrote it down as something to, right?
Yeah, we talked about it like on the way out the door.
So, should I say?
Yeah, okay. Yeah.
So I do this thing where I'm like a habitual liar when it comes to like just allowing me to be lazier than, you know. Okay, so.
Hold on. I need to turn this into a tease because something's happening right now that I didn't think was going to happen, but it's happening. Sorry, so tease that. So we're going to tease that. So that story is coming up.
Okay,
and
how we
hear
lied
that,
on how Postmates.
Yeah, lying to the Postmates driver and why.
Yeah.
Sorry, but it's you'll understand why in a second, but it's a fairly urgent situation. So we got this great email.
Okay.
From Brenda. And Brenda's a remote employee in Dallas.
Brenna. Is it Brenda?
I think it's Brenda. It says Brenna on here, but now Tori keeps calling her Brenda, and she's on the phone with us.
So
I think it's Brenda.
Okay.
Well, let's find out. She's right here. Is it Brenda?
Or, it's Brenna.
It is Brenna. Okay, I'm sorry. I'm sorry,
My
Brenna.
My parents decided to be creative.
Well, we went back and forth on it. But Brenna, this is Mark and Tanya and Becca.
Hi, here. Brenna.
Hi. Oh, I'm so excited. I feel like I jumped the world. Hopefully she can call. So I'm excited.
Yay.
Okay, so here's the email that she sent us. She says she works in Dallas. The rest of her team is in Michigan. Being remote isn't that easy, but they get together a few times a year, and she met Jackie, their event coordinator, and they bonded over their love of The Bachelor. And their obsession with scrubbing in with Becca Tilly and Tanya Rad. So now every time Jackie and I tell each other something that is super secret, whether it's about work or life, we begin the conversation with, okay, BTTT, Becca Tilly Trust Train.
Oh my gosh, I love
that. That's amazing. You are very trustworthy.
Thank you.
That is a good, I'm going to start using that. BTTT.
And we trust you too, Tanya. I wanted to make sure you knew we trust you as well.
Oh, thank you.
Along with Tanya Rad in there too.
So she says, we both trust her. We can trust each other with this secret. It's so simple, but it's been a lifesaver for handling work stress. So her birthday is Monday the 27th, which is yesterday as we record this, and she wanted us to call her and wish her a happy birthday. She's in a meeting. Is she in Las Vegas?
She is an event coordinator, so she's just in Vegas this weekend, but she's based in Michigan, so she's on Eastern time.
Okay, so she's in Michigan now.
Yep, so she's back home, and then I work remote in Dallas.
Okay, so are we calling, are we surprising her? Is that what we're doing? Are we calling her?
Yep, but she is like on a time crunch, so. I told her like, emergency call answer.
Oh, so we can't like play around with her and say we're calling from like ADT home security.
You've had a burglary.
Yeah.
She has some logo room, but not too much logo room.
Just do a quick one. I love when you
like,
do
what,
this.
What should we be?
Do ADT.
Okay.
She'll love it.
If she doesn't pick up, should we leave her voicemail?
What do you think, Brenna?
Yes.
Okay.
Hello, this is Jackie.
Hi, is this Jackie? Is she the owner of the home?
No.
This is not Jackie, the owner of the home?
I'm Jackie, but I don't own a home.
Oh, do you live in a hotel or an apartment complex?
Tanya, that is so bad. Hi, Jackie.
Hi, Jackie. Shoot, do you live in a hotel? How did I mess that up?
That was the worst prank call I've ever heard.
That was so bad, Tanya.
I'm in an apartment.
Oh, my God. I'm going to freak out. This is amazing.
Well, we are calling because Brenna wanted us to call and wish you a very happy birthday.
Oh, my God. This is so awesome. I almost didn't answer because it was a California number, and I was like, Brenna, why are you calling me from a California number?
Tanya, that was so bad.
Jackie, I was calling to say I'm from ADT and I wanted to give you home security, but I meant apartment and hotel came out of my mouth. I don't know why.
I don't know. I kind of live out of those sometimes too. So it's relevant.
The owner of the home.
Oh my God. This is amazing. Thank you guys so much.
Brenna was telling us about the Becca Tilly Trust Train.
Yeah, I love the Becca Tilly Trust Train. Yeah, I love that.
I do too. And we always start anything that we're about to say with BTTT, just so that we know.
I'm going to use that on Becca. I'm going to be like, I'm going to tell you this, but I need you to BTT it.
It's a solid way to make sure no one else, like, hey, it's an important text. Don't let anyone at work see it.
Yeah.
Oh, it's smart. I really like this idea.
I do
it's
too.
Very smart.
Let's hashtag it.
Jackie, how was your trip to in Vegas?
It was pretty good. I mean, it was for work, so it wasn't super crazy, but it was fun.
You didn't get to see like Celine Dion or anything like that?
No, and I'm so upset because I was staying at Planet Hollywood where the Backstreet Boys are performing, and they selfishly weren't there, and I was really upset about it.
They're not back till October, I don't think.
Yeah, it's rude.
It's truly rude that they wouldn't be there for your birthday weekend.
I know. Don't they know?
Well, we love you both. Thank y'all so much for listening. I'm so glad you answered your phone.
Oh, yeah.
We pulled her out of a meeting, by the way. She was in a meeting for another hour, and so Brenna had to make up some stuff to get her out of that meeting.
Yeah, ADT security had some questions.
You guys are amazing. Thank you so much. This is the best birthday present ever.
Yay, happy birthday. Thanks for listening.
Yeah, thanks, guys.
Of course. We love it. Awesome.
Bye, guys.
Bye.
Bye.
All right, sorry about that, but we were getting her out of the meeting at that moment, and so I had to just
do it. It was really cute.
That was hilarious.
That was my worst ever.
Well, why don't we do the ADT now, since we're already kind of talking about them, and see if you can do this better than you did the crank call.
Well, you know, us over at ADT can design and install a smart home just for you, backed by 24/7 protection. A new smart home at your service, customized for your lifestyle.
Yeah, so you can explore the vast number of things you can do with your secure smart home. You can set up custom automations unique to your home to automatically do things like lock the doors.
Love
you
that.
Can set the thermostat when you leave.
Love that.
And you can close your garage door from virtually anywhere if you own a home.
If you own a home. You can control your smart home with the ADT app or the sound of your voice. And you don't have to worry about installing and configuring your system. ADT will do it for you. Diffy. I've never heard that before.
It says D-I-F-Y and it really stumped her, but it means do it for you.
Yeah. I felt like I'm like really in with like the kids and the slang these days. That one threw me for a loop.
Yeah. ADT will set up your home with multiple smart home devices and security features like indoor and outdoor cameras, locks, lights, and garage door control, even video doorbells. I forgot, y'all. I had a really paranoid moment last week while I was sleeping that someone was breaking in, and I kept having to get up and go check my apartment. And I literally got online and looked at ADT because I was like, I'm going to have to use my code to get security.
I don't know why you don't have this, because you don't really have...
I don't have a security system. Mm-hmm. I know. That's what I'm saying.
Like, my apartment has cameras.
I know. Yeah, it didn't when I used to live there. Yeah. They really stepped up their game.
Yeah.
So anyways, that just reminded me. But all of this is controlled from the ADT app or the sound of your voice, and it's all backed by 24/7 protection.
Yep. So there's a worry-free getaway service, ADT automation, to arm your system, lock up, and set lighting schedules before going on vacation.
Yeah. So visit ADT.com/smart to learn more about how ADT can design and install a secure smart home just for you. That's ADT.com/smart. One more time, ADT.com/smart.
Okay, your story about Postmates.
Okay, so I've done this a few times. I was going to try and act like it was one time, but I've done it a few times. So,
which is where I got the idea.
The other day, I'm sitting on my couch, order Postmates, very typical day for me. Normally, Postmates brings the food up to your door. That's the whole thing, is that you don't have to leave your apartment or home to get the food. And the person calls me and they're like, hey, I'm downstairs with your food. I'm all, great, apartment 306. And they're like, oh, I can't find parking. And I'm like, I have a baby sleeping.
Typical.
Yeah, can't find parking. But I'm like, I have a baby sleeping. I can't leave my apartment. And they're like, oh, okay. So they come up, they like barely knock, like very gentle, as to not wake the baby. And I go and answer the door, and I'm like, thank you so much. Like, I whisper and everything. Done it a few times. Also, one time I was in Vegas, ordered it from the hotel. That was a treat. And I told them I sprained my ankle and couldn't come get it. So they brought it to me.
So Becca told me this. This was when was this last week?
Yeah, last.
I totally judged her because I was like, that is so bad. Da, 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 da. Come sure enough on Sunday. I caught myself, so we're good.
Yeah, good.
Sunday, I was like, the day before I came back to work, and I was just so like, I texted Becca. I was like, I've never been lazier. Like, I just didn't want to do a thing that day. And I was like, I ordered Postmates, and I always go down to the street because I never have parking on my street either. They call me. I can't find. I'd say 9 times out of 10, I go down to my street to get it. They call me like clockwork. Oh, there's no parking. And I was like, I used Becca's line. Oh, cry baby. And he did the same thing. He was like,
sleeping baby?
I was like, have a good night.
Oh my gosh, you guys. Seems like bad karma to me.
Could be.
It was literally the most exhilarating. I get it, though. It was the most exhilarating feeling I have ever. Like, I literally, like, when I got it, I was like.
I don't think you're doing anything wrong.
I agree, because they're supposed to come.
You're saying untruths, but they're also skimping out on the job.
Well, that's true. That is their job.
Okay, I moved.
You're paying to bring you the food, not to bring the food near you, to bring it to you.
Yeah, exactly.
That's
exactly.
True. I told these guys last week, I moved to a house so I could have the Postmates guy come to my front door. So they don't have the excuse of like, oh, buzz me in, or I can't find parking. I ordered Cheesecake Factory a couple weeks ago. And she calls me up, like, oh, there's nowhere to park. And I'm like, oh, my God, my street must be so packed. And I go to the street, just sitting there in the car, plenty of parking.
Aww.
Holds the bag out the window.
Aww.
And I was so mad. And then I got on the phone with Postmates. I felt like an idiot. I wasted a lot of time.
What did you order from Cheesecake Factory?
I got a slice of the s'mores cheesecake.
Oh,
as my
wow.
Yeah, good. Yeah.
My wife had the coffee and cream supreme. It's one of the few gluten-free options.
I see. Wow. That's very nice.
But anyway, I'm going to use the line now that we have a sleeping baby.
Oh, yeah. I mean, you have to. I think that's more innocent than our catfish line. Dating.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, that's right.
Just a little white lies here.
Well, like, untruths. I like how Easton said it, untruths.
Yeah.
Should we do one email?
We should do Hubble, just because we're running low on time.
Yeah,
and I haven't
are.
Seen Ben or Ashley yet, but when we do, we're going to have to wrap it up.
I also feel like there's something else we forgot to talk about. We always do this.
I know. We will think of it.
Becca and I actually are going to get a joint, remember?
Checking account.
No, a joint where you write notes to each other.
Oh, like a shopping, document. Like a
yeah,
shared
like
document.
A shared document.
Oh, okay.
Where when we think of things to talk about, because we always do this, like we need to talk about it on the podcast and then we forget about it.
Well, you can share notes on an iPhone now.
That's what yeah. we're. That's what
that's
she was
a great
trying
idea.
To say. Yeah, mm-hmm. We haven't done it yet, but we're going to.
Good idea. I'd like to get in on that if it's show related, obviously. If
oh
it's
yeah,
just
yeah.
Two
do you know how
you,
to set
sorry.
It up?
I do.
Easton
do you really?
My wife and I have one where we send each other funny names for. I'll tell you about that later. but my
sounds
wife and I
kinky.
Do use it.
Yeah, sounds dirty.
Freeway off ramps that make us laugh. That's all it is.
Oh, God. Okay.
Wait, I don't get it.
Like,
freeway
really?
Off ramps
like
that make
well,
us laugh.
Like Atlantic Bandini? That's funny.
Button Willow McKendrick.
That's
that
one. Good one.
That
oh.
makes me laugh.
Is it as if it was a person's name?
Yes.
I see.
When the exits line up and it's a person's name, but we have a shared document
see.
For those.
Wow, I like that.
It works really
I do
well.
Too. That is actually
that's
really
a,
funny.
That's a solid marriage
yeah,
right there, if I may.
Yeah, it's an enviable situation. Yes.
So can you create one for us, Easton?
I would be more than happy to.
I don't know how to do it.
Yeah. Easton can use his eyes, his good eyesight.
That have Hubble contacts in them.
Exactly. So Easton, you're the only one in the room who can talk about your personal experience with contacts, but give us a little summary.
I've worn a lot of contacts in my life. I've been wearing them since I was in sixth grade. And Hubble, first of all, they're daily use, which I love because they don't even have an opportunity to get dirty. Like at the end of the day, you pluck those suckers in the trash.
Mm-hmm.
Some of the other ones, you use them for like 2 weeks at a time. They get dirty. They get filthy. They're super comfortable. They're really soft. They hit my prescription perfectly first try. Sometimes you have to adjust
oh,
with these
yeah.
different companies. I sent them all the numbers. I got my, I see great, and they breathe really well. That's another thing I really love about them.
They breathe really well?
Yeah. Sometimes your eyes get really tired at the end of a day with contact lenses because they're not getting enough oxygen, and it hurts, and it's not fun.
Yeah.
Hubble. You can't sleep in them. It's not healthy to do that. Feel like I could, though, because they're that comfortable.
Wow.
Like
wow.
silk on your eyes.
Great review, Easton.
Yeah. Well, the thing is, you get 60 contacts for $33. So that's like... $1 a day.
Mm-hmm. It's way more affordable than any other brand. If you go to hubblecontacts.com, you get your first 2 weeks for free. So they're quality daily lenses for a better price. They can send you to an optometrist if you don't have a prescription, which is really cool.
Yeah.
And getting contacts has never been more convenient or affordable.
Yep. So all you have to do is go to HubbleContacts.com to get your first 2 weeks of lenses for free. That's 15 pairs of lenses for free. Go to HubbleContacts.com and see the difference. Make sure you select our show Scrubbing In at checkout.
That's HubbleContacts.com and select show scrubbing in at checkout.
Checkout.
Scrubbing in.
Oh, didn't work that one.
They're throwing you guys curveballs.
Yeah, they're challenging us, and I like it.
Anonymous email here. She's been dating someone for 6 months. She loves him. He does everything for me. He cares about me more than other guys I've dated. He's a few years older than me. Maybe that has something to do with this, but he gets mad at me for wearing tank tops to the gym. Not even crop tanks that I used to wear. Normal tanks. They cover my butt and my sides. He says they can still see into my shirt from the top. But isn't that the risk of any shirt? We got into a huge fight about it. He says, I don't care about him enough. I love him so much. I'm not sure if this is just a situation where you can love someone and have it still not work out. And then there's some other stuff about her planning on moving. But the idea of a guy being very jealous of what you're wearing to the gym, that kind of jealousy, that kind of insecurity, that's kind of an interesting topic, isn't it? Have you encountered that before?
I've never encountered anything like that. But I'm always a little wary.
Yeah.
Of when guys get super jealous about things mm-hmm, like this, mm-hmm. because it means that there's something deeper. And if it's that, if it's something as simple as wearing a tank top, then I just feel like sometimes that's dangerous territory.
I've had experience with jealousy in terms of the way that I act, because I am a very touchy person. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And so it comes off maybe as flirty. Mm-hmm. So I have had that experience before, but I've never had somebody... Like, I've never had a boyfriend tell me something not to wear something, which would not go over well with me.
No, I feel like being jealous of something like where you're flirty and like, you know, they get insecure in that way is very different than being jealous of. She said it covers her sides and her hips. Like, what? I mean, I don't know what.
I think his issue is that it's lower cut in the front. Yeah. And if she bends over, a guy could catch a glimpse, which, I mean, that's very controlling.
Yeah, very controlling.
And it's going to lead to bigger control mm-hmm. issues if it's not solved now.
That's what I was trying to say. Yes. Like, I think that's just going to lead to, if it's starting with something that simple, something bigger is, like, going to set him
up. And it's also a major insecurity on his part that he feels like you're, I don't know, the jealousy element is an interesting element, because I don't know if he feels like another guy is going to come in and sweep you off your feet if you advertise yourself to them and that you're going to like anybody else better than him. Right. There's some deep-seated issues here, and it ends with... She's trying to move to L.A., and he wants to move with her, but she doesn't want to go through all that, and then it just doesn't work out because he has all of these issues. So mm-hmm. she kind of needs to decide now, is this worth pursuing or not? And I think we're saying he needs to get some help in this situation before it's worth pursuing.
And I would look at other situations in your life outside of this and see if he does anything that's a little bit of like a red flag in this sense, because... I do think if you were out wearing like the shortest shorts and your butt was hanging out and you had, and he was like, hey, can you maybe, you know, cover up a little bit more just so, you know, I think there is a level of respect that you can show your partner.
Right.
But it sounds like she's wearing something very mm-hmm. modest mm-hmm. for the most part. So I would just be very aware of what else he gets jealous of and what he's insecure
like
of.
Like if she came to us and says, like, I'm wearing, like, nipple pasties to the bar on Friday and my boyfriend doesn't like it, I'd be like, okay, girl, maybe let's put a shirt on.
Yeah.
But, like, she's wearing a spaghetti strap to the gym. Like, I wear sports bras to the gym. Mm-hmm. Like, are you kidding?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
No, this is no bueno. Bye-bye.
All right, we have to wrap. I'm sorry. I've been given the high sign. Time to wrap. Sorry.
Well, we had a lot of life updates to catch up on. That's
We're
what took
done.
A lot. I know. With your life updates? Or with we just did one email. That's what I was saying. We didn't get to do many emails.
I do want to get to the next one next week, because it's very good one from an anonymous.
The
about,
faith
about
question?
Faith. Yeah, we got to talk about that.
So, yeah.
But
and
it,
I
would
feel be,
it would give it short shrift to shove it into the last few seconds.
Okay. I really want to talk
faith
about that.
Question?
It's very interesting.
Wait, and there was something else I screenshotted from our Facebook group that I wanted to talk about.
Okay, while you're finding out, let's do the thank yous. Mark, would you like to have the honors?
Thank you, Beta Brand. Use to get 20% off your dress pant yoga pants, use code.
Becca!
Go to bioclarity.com. Get 50% off your first order and free shipping. It's risk-free money-back guarantee when you enter the code.
Becca!
HubbleContacts.com. Get your first 2 weeks of lenses for free. And remember to select this at checkout.
scrubbing it.
And visit ADT.com/smart to learn more about how ADT can design and install a secure smart home just for you. They'll call you and they say, are you the homeowner? And if you say, I don't own a home, they'll say, do you live in a hotel? And then you can hang up because that's not them.
Are you the owner of the home?
Are you the owner of the home?
Do you want a hotel? Because
no.
There's a problem. Did you figure out what it was, Tanya?
No, it's in some screenshot.
Oh, what a tease. Wow.
But it was something that happened in the Facebook group and I was like, this is a really great topic that we should talk about.
Was it the, did you read the one where the girl shared something personal?
Nope, it wasn't.
Did you
that.
See that?
No, but
that
was disturbing.
Yeah.
No.
I would just like to say, if you're on the Facebook group, be like loyal and respect
there's
the space.
There's a bond there.
Yeah, there's a bond. Please respect the
Somebody
space.
Somebody broke the bond.
Yeah, don't be the breaker of the bond.
It's going to irk
we'll,
me.
We'll add it into our notes once you find it. I'm so happy
so
to
good.
Have you
I said,
back, Mark.
Talk about this on the podcast, and I screenshotted it.
Okay, so we'll do it next week. Okay. There's always another scrubbing
you're
in,
right,
and that's
right,
a beautiful
you're
thing.
You're right.
We'll
right.
be back
hey,
next
Ashley,
week.
Ashley, Kennedy just
Hi.
Walked in. Time of death. 12:09.